Welcome to Arbitrary Advice. Here is your host, B.
And welcome back to Arbitrary Advice. It's your girl, B. I was thinking about something. So the phrase, good night, sleep tight. What the fuck does it mean to sleep tight? Yes, I got right into it. I need to know, what does it mean to sleep tight? Like, does it mean you're, like, wrapped up tight in your blankets? Like, I don't understand. Am I supposed to be, like, tight on money while I'm asleep? Like, I don't know. Somebody explain to me what it means to sleep tight, because am I supposed to, like, clench all my muscles? That doesn't sound comfortable. I don't know. I just thought about that. So, I just ran out of fucking internet connection, like, of course. That's so annoying. Yeah. How is everyone doing? I know I've been MIA, but it's because I have been trying to finish school, and let me tell you, it has been crazy. Like, literally last week, I didn't sleep for like a week. Like, I don't even know, like, how to explain the amount of tired that I was, but hopefully this recording is not cutting out right now, because I'm having issues with my stuff. But anyways, so I just graduated college. It feels pretty good. I feel like I have freedom now, and it feels really weird to be done with school. Like, I don't know, like, what do I do with my life? And, you know, I've been trying to, like, I don't know, figure out, like, who I am, because my identity for, like, the last, shit, like, 18 years has been a student. But yeah, the reason that I didn't have an episode last week, if I didn't already say, was because I was struggling to finish my thesis. But yeah. But this week, since school's over, I'm hanging out with my friends in my college town since I left in, like, October, and I didn't get my last year with them. And I gotta be real, like, it feels really weird to not be focusing on school and just be able to focus on, like, hanging out with them and stuff. But yeah, I'll talk more about, like, this weird freedom after a break, but we're gonna take a break and play a promo for a fellow TitanCastNet show that I've never shared on here before, so that's pretty exciting. It's a comedy podcast called That's My Spouse Podcast, and it's just what it sounds like a couple talking about life, but in a funny way. I'll let them tell you about their show in their words, and I'll be right back.
Hi everybody, I'm Julie.
And I'm Jason.
We're That's My Spouse Podcast. Check out this clip from our recent episode. What did you cook?
This wasn't the greatest week of my life.
What did you cook this week?
There wasn't anything to cook.
Right, but we ate dinner every night.
Okay, I made mini soups. I made mini peanut butter and jellies.
No, dinner. I'm not talking about lunch when you were the only adult in the room. So for a little bit of...
Right.
So he was the only adult here. And so again, I say, what did you make for dinner this week?
I don't remember. I made...
Because the answer's nothing. It's nothing. We hope you'll check us out. That's My Spouse Podcast on your favorite podcasting platform.
And I'm back. Did you miss me or what? So yeah, that was That's My Spouse. So like I was saying, with this freedom I have gained, I'm so scared yet so excited to finally start, like, real life. I know it's going to go by so fast, but I'm excited to start working, like, a full-time job and, like, just get my future rolling, you know? But since I'm scared to adult, I wanted to see if I could find something funny on adulting. So I started by Googling how to adult and felt lower than ever, because that sounded like, it's like almost like adulting for dummies. Like, I just felt so dumb. But I found nothing. So I Googled how to adult funny and found an article that says 11 funny signs you're officially an adult, and figured maybe I'll see if I'm ready based on this internet article that's totally able to determine, you know, whether or not I'm an adult. So let's go. You find yourself thinking, I'm starting to sound like my mother. That is so true. I do that. So far we're one point towards being an adult out of 11. Going to bed early is actually a treat. Can't relate to that one. I like to go to bed late and sleep in. So sleep being important here, I think maybe I should get like half a point. So that's 1.5 out of 11. Eating healthy food makes you feel great. I guess so, yeah, if I'm like, you know, proud of myself for like eating a salad or something. So we'll say 2.5 points. You visit the grocery store more frequently than the mall. Well, that was true anyways because I hate shopping. So 3.5. You celebrate low gas prices. Yeah, who wouldn't? Okay. Especially after this gas shortage, but we're just not even going to talk about that, okay? We're just not even going to go there. So we're at 4.5. Checking your bank account is your greatest fear. Okay, that has been true all throughout college, so got that one. You watch the morning news religiously. No, I don't. So we're at, what, 5.5 points. You dread birthdays. No, not really. So we're still at 5.5 points. Weekends at home feel like a luxurious vacation. That's already true for me because that is a luxurious vacation to me. So yeah, we're at 6.5 points now. You realize how much work your parents put into laundry dishes and a full-time job. That is so true. I have come to appreciate all the things my parents have done for me all throughout life because it is really hard just taking care of myself, but I can't imagine adding like a child to it. So shout out to parents for that. We're at 7.5 points. You'll regret not taking advantage of nap time as an adult. Okay. Oh, you regret not taking advantage. Yes, that's true. I love naps and I regret when I don't take them. So we're at 7.5 points. So at 7.5 points out of 11, I would say that's what, like 60-something% of being an adult? Let's see. According to this and some math, I am 68.182% ready to be an adult. So I guess we're greater than 50. So there's that. This is an article from unwritten.com. Yeah. I will definitely link it in my episode, like bios and stuff. And also, it was written by Cheyenne Perry, so shout out to her for some content. I also wanted to say, I do have some regrets from college, and if anyone who's in college now or about to be in college currently, just listen up, because I will say, like, my biggest regret is not taking advantage of opportunities that were given to me. I really regret letting my anxiety take over because it got really, really bad. Like my freshman year, I feel like I had a lot of fun that year. And then sophomore year, like my anxiety like skyrocketed. Long story short, I ended up being put on medication, but I got medication that helped with panic attacks, but I still get anxious. I just wouldn't have like a full-blown panic attack about things. But I still wasn't allowing myself to go do things. And I kind of stopped doing things that I was willing to do before. Like, I really clammed up for the last, like, 4 years. And I'm not really sure why. But I really regret it now because I'm trying to do everything that I wanted to do in the last 5 years in this next week. And so if I could say anything, like, even if you're anxious, just if I could go back, I made friends in the beginning that I've been friends with this whole time that make me feel comfortable and safe, and I know that they wouldn't let anything happen to me. So my biggest suggestion would be make friends like that, that you can trust and, you know, are good people, and then have fun with them and trust that they're not going to let anything happen to you. I mean, obviously, like, use your best judgment with things, but just take advantage of opportunities and let yourself, like, be a kid, because an adult kid. Like, this is your opportunity to be an adult with freedom from your parents, but still be kind of a kid with the protection, like, safety bubble of college. So I would just say make sure you do things that, you know, like have fun. Like, don't just focus on school. Obviously, school is important, but, like, I focused too much on school and, like, made school my biggest priority. And, yes, I, slight flex really quick, I did graduate with, like, summa cum laude, or however you say it, the highest level of honors. But, like, at what cost? Like, I, for what? Most jobs, at least in my field, don't even look at your GPA and, you know, like, grades don't really matter that much when you're in college, as long as you're passing and, like, learning what you need to learn. Like, grades don't matter, learning matters, and having fun with friends matters, because that's my biggest regret. Like, focusing too much on school and letting school, like, take over my whole life. Obviously, don't slack and, like, fail out of school and party too much. Like, have a good balance, but I think I balanced it too far on the school scale and less on the friend scale. So, that's the advice I would give, is don't let school take over, and have fun, and don't let your anxiety take over like me. I know it's easier said than done, obviously, because I did not listen to myself or my parents when they told me I needed to do more. But, like, I know it's really hard, but just trust me. Just try as hard as you can to, like, go out and do things. Even if you're scared, there's always a way to get out of a situation. That's what you have to remember. And that's something that I struggle with a lot, is, like, even if your friends ask you to go hiking or something and you're scared to go because, you know, you worry about all these things. I mean, that's what I would do. That's, like, the first thing I would think of. If something happens, there's always a way out of it. You have a phone. You can get out of it. Like, you know, like, if something happens, like, you can call 911. You, like, you're not alone in this world, even if it feels like it, is what I'm saying. So, do more things with your friends. That's what I would say, because I regret that a lot in college. So that is my biggest takeaway. Anyways, I feel like I'm rambling a lot about this, but it's just, I've realized, you know, hindsight's always 20/20, and I've realized that I kind of messed up my college experience by not doing more. Now, I will say this, though. I didn't just sit in my room alone all the time. You see, the thing is, I was really, really close to some people, and I would hang out with them all the time, constantly. I just wasn't much of a partier, which that's okay. You don't have to party. And I spent a lot of time with them, but then I wouldn't hang out with, like, anybody else, and I kind of wish that I would have, like, branched out a little more. Not that I don't regret my whole college experience at all, because I love my friends that I'm super, super close to, and, like, I know we're all gonna leave college and go different places, and, like, that's sad. But I know we're always going to have each other's backs, and I really love my friends and appreciate them, and they understand that, like, I wasn't, like, on the party side of things, so, like, I wouldn't go to parties with them, and that was fine, but I kind of regret not reaching out to more people that reached out to me and kind of just staying in my bubble all the time. But, like I said, I don't regret my whole college experience, because I did have a lot of fun, too, just not, like, the stereotypical, like, partying, getting drunk all the time thing. That's just not my thing. But yeah. Anyways, that's my two cents. I hope you guys are all doing well. I'm really excited to see where this show can go when I can pour my heart into it, now that I'm not pouring my heart into school. I can't wait to share, like, adulting craziness with you. Because, you know, while I've been over 18 for the last 5 years and over 18 for this whole podcast, I feel like now that I'm out of my safety bubble, that's college life, I'm not gonna get crazier, but, like, life is gonna get crazier. Maybe I'll get a little crazier too. That'll be good content. But yeah, I'm also super excited just to share this with you guys. I'm super excited to start wedding planning now that I've graduated, because, you know, everybody and their mom, the second we were engaged, were like, okay, when's the wedding? And it's like, dude, I'm just trying to graduate. Like, that was, like, my answer to everyone. I was like, I'm just trying to graduate. Like, leave me alone. Let me get over this hurdle before you throw another one at me. Not that it's, like, a hurdle exactly. Like, obviously I'm excited for it, but it's just, like, there's a lot of planning that has to go into a wedding, and I didn't want to add that onto the stress of finishing a thesis. So now that that's over, I can start wedding planning, and yeah, I'm excited. So yeah, I just wanted to say thank you, everyone who follows and supports and listens. And thank you for all your patience with the craziness that has been B as a student. So yeah, if no one told you today, I love you, I'm proud of you, and you're killing it, and I will see you guys next week.
That was a Titancast episode.